Nerds Review. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A federal judge in Florida announcing on Saturday that she is inclined to appoint a special master to review documents seized during the FBI's raid of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. The former president and his legal team had filed a motion Monday asking for an independent review of the documents. Meanwhile, the release of the affidavit that led to the raid drawing varying reactions. Fox's Kevin Cork has more.
The FBI believed that there might be evidence of obstruction, that the criminal investigation began after the National Archives sent a referral to the DOJ in February. However, Joe Biden insists he's still not sure if the former president had the right to declassify all the materials at his home. Critics, however, argue that nothing, at least nothing that's been disclosed so far, rises to the level of needing to treat a former president in this way.
The former president called the FBI raid a disgrace and that the raid was performed for political purposes. A March for Our Lives rally was held at the state capitol in Austin, Texas, Saturday, 3 months after the mass shooting at a Uvalde elementary school that left 19 children and two teachers dead. The participants were calling for more gun safety legislation. The Uvalde school board firing its police chief, Pete Arredondo, this week for the delayed response during the shooting. Mississippi is preparing for anticipated flooding in areas surrounding the capital city of Jackson. The Pearl River is expected to crest at around 36 feet by Monday.
If this happens, there will be dozens of streets in downtown Jackson that will flood.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves. U.S. officials telling Reuters that two U.S. Navy warships are carrying out Taiwan's Strait Passage. The first since House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to the self-ruled island increased tensions with China. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Pandemic-related economic relief programs have started to impact businesses. Fox's Hillary Vaughn has more.
Well, the president is using the pandemic to help millions of Americans who have student loan debt avoid the bill collector for a few months longer, making it easier for people to be super picky about whether or not they have to go back to work. That's a problem because businesses are having a hiring crisis. 64% of business owners report trying to hire last month found hardly any qualified applicants to fill the job. The Heritage Foundation telling Fox Business this: lots of factors are playing into this, including the original $600 a week bonus, unemployment insurance benefits.
A repeat offender facing murder charges and the death of a senior citizen. Fox's Christina Coleman has the report.
The unarmed man with a disability who used a walker to get around was brutally beaten with a metal pipe by a serial criminal who just 8 days earlier told a judge that he intended to kill another guy. According to police, his exact words were, quote, "I'm going to kill him a million times over." And yet, this violent repeat offender, 48-year-old Aaron Folk, was allowed back out on the street in downtown Seattle. Surveillance video shows the unprovoked attack. The victim, 66-year-old Rodney Peterman, is seen trying to steer clear of Folk as he holds a metal pipe.
New York could start requiring identification in order to purchase whipped cream.
Yes, getting carded for whipped cream is about to happen a lot more in New York State. This after the Albany Times Union reports there's a push coming to start enforcing a law passed last November by New York lawmakers, hoping to keep those under 21 from buying cans of whipped cream and inhaling the nitrous oxide loaded in small canisters inside those cans for a cheap high. Inhaling nitrous oxide can cause heart attacks, psychosis, and even sudden death.
That's Fox's Paul Stevens. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.